Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for July 19th, 2008. On this week's show,
our favorite things.
So what are your favorite things, Joe?
Our favorite things. Well, we want to welcome everyone, first of all, to a very special Cheap Date Show. Much like a very special, what?
Is there...
Webster. No.
Yeah, no, I was thinking Different Strokes, actually.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there were very special Websters.
A very special Webster. Where Webster learns the true meaning of fine dining in Chicago. Or cheap dining in the Chicago area. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. Some of it's fine. Some of it's cheap.
That's right. But what we wanted to do...
And there's no Webster, so if you're listening for that.
Yes.
In the interest of full disclosure.
Oh, very good. Yeah, so just turn the podcast off now. You're pretty much done if you're looking for Webster. However, if you're looking for a cheap eats around the Chicago area, you've come to the right place. How's that for a segue?
Beautiful.
Pretty good. The one question we get asked more than anything else, well, the one question Lisa gets asked more than anyone else is, hey, you really could have done a lot better, couldn't you?
Very funny.
No. The one question we get asked more than anything else is...
Actually, usually what they say is, so what's your favorite place?
Right.
As if there's a favorite place.
And we'll tell you right now, there is no a favorite place.
But we have managed to come up with a short list.
Come up with a short list of some of our very favorite things. And on this episode, we want to share them all with you. How does that sound?
It sounds lovely.
Okay. Then why don't we start right now?
So I'm going first. All right. I have my six or seven favorites here. I'm going to start right smack in the middle with... Alt Thai.
Oh, yes.
Because usually when somebody asks me in the suburbs what's my favorite place, I say Alt Thai. There are a lot of Thai places. There are more Thai places every day. And every day...
In the area where we live.
Yes.
In which we're living.
And Thai is a little bit like Chinese food in that all the menus are largely the same. And also in that having a favorite is very subjective. But Alt Thai is my favorite. I think... The quality is really good. I think the ingredients are really fresh. It's not all heavy with sauce. It's a little more on the expensive side than some of the cheaper Thai, but I think it's worth it.
Right.
My favorite things there are iMac at the bar. That's your favorite thing.
That's true. They have an iMac at the bar.
Like you're going to go in there and
surf. Well, the idea is that if you get carry out, you can sit there and surf while you're waiting for your carry out. Now, it's in full view of the restaurant, so you got to be kind of careful about the sights you look at while you're on there. You know, so.
I'm sure you've put up cheapdateshow.com and then walked out. Okay.
Say,
but
that's
no,
a great idea.
What they have that's really great is the Pad Ki Mao, my favorite.
That's your signature
dish. My favorite noodle dish.
Right.
The curry I've tried there, I'm kind of a newbie to curry, ironically, since I like Thai food so much.
Mm-hmm.
But they have great curry. And the coconut shrimp is amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Their appetizers are really cool, really creative, not stuff I've seen anywhere else. Although, I mean, coconut shrimp is not that uncommon. But really creative, really stylish place. Super hip, and yet not intimidating at all.
Right. Lovely decor. Square plates.
Square plates.
What?
It's craziness in there. Yeah, it's great. Just... really delicious Thai food. There's not much more to say about it. If you would like to hear me rave at great length about it, go back to the show. Go back to any of these shows and get all the juicy details.
Yeah. If you go to our website, just look down the left-hand column and click on the name of the restaurant, and that'll take you to the episode where we talk about the restaurant in question. Restaurant or event in question.
So anyway, that's my numero uno, Alt Thai at 40 South Arlington Heights Road in downtown Arlington Heights.
That's beautiful.
And it runs about $35 for two.
Very good. I'm going to counter that. This isn't a competition.
Maybe it should be.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll see your Alt Thai, and I'm going to raise you Superdog.
See, how can you even compare these two places?
You really can't. Superdog is one of our absolute favorite hot dog places. Now, as you know, as Lisa knows from moving here, that hot dogs, like pizza in the Chicago area, are almost a religion. And everyone has their favorite hot dog place. You wouldn't imagine that, but you don't really find that anywhere else in the country. In New York, you got Nathan's and you got places like that. But here, you have all these different hot dog places, and they all prepare them slightly differently, and they all use slightly different meat.
Slightly.
Slightly.
They're all hot dogs.
But it is almost like a religion. And Superdog, which actually we have never reviewed, you and I. It was Rebecca and Emma who reviewed Superdog on one of our previous shows. The thing about Superdog is that it really is an old-style Chicago institution. It's been around since, I think, the late 40s, and it's a true drive-in. Superdog has been doing that for years, and when you order your stuff, you know, a waitress comes out with a tray, imagine that, with all your stuff. Mm-hmm. Your hot dog will come in a little box.
This is Joe's favorite part.
It really is.
The packaging.
This was the very first place. When you came to Chicago and I showed you around, this is the very first place we went, was to Superdog.
It was.
You get a box, which is about as big as, what would you say?
I don't know, a box with a hot dog in it.
a little bit bigger than
the size you would guess. I mean,
a little bit bigger maybe than the hot dog. But what you have a bed of French fries, and nestled in the bed of French fries, you have the hot dog. And if you get it with everything, that's relish and mustard and onions. Oh, the onions are to die for. Pickle.
Peppers.
And it's delicious. And it's all, like I said, it's all nestled in a handy little box. And as a matter of fact, just as a side note, this is one of our favorite things to do in the summertime, especially stopping there after the silent films at Film Festival, which begin this weekend, actually, is the first one. So that's sort of a little side bonus Jeep Day thing. Do a Google search on silentfilmchicago.com and check that out. And Superdog is not very far from where those movies are being shown. Anyway, their dogs are great. I've had the tamales there, which are really awesome. They have little tamales, which are really good.
Chocolate shakes.
The shakes, I was going to say, are wonderful. They have excellent shakes. Even their sodas are good. Their little Cokes and whatnot are good because they have good fountain maintenance on them. I'm always looking for a well-maintained soda fountain.
It's all about a good Coke. Oh, I don't like the Coke there.
What? And it's really good. And you know what? And they serve them in the old, and some places still have them, but the old-style paper cups with the wax on them.
Uh-huh.
And which is...
Yeah, the ones that'll melt in your backseat.
Right. Not like the McDonald's ones. They've kind of made them a little bit more hardy. They don't really melt anymore. But like these are the old style ones, and they're just, oh, so good. And definitely if you go there in the summertime, weekend nights and afternoons are always very crowded. But if you feel like taking a little trip, especially during the week on a weeknight, you'll be sure to get in there. Or if you go later at night, we've been there at like 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and it's great. So Superdog is at Milwaukee, Devon, and Nagel, where those three streets come together in Chicago. It's about $20 a couple that you'll pay for. Goodness of dogs.
Okay. Well, I'm going to class it up a little with one of my all-time favorites.
Yes?
But one that we only get very rarely. L'Enomad.
Oh, yeah. Not very much of a cheap date either.
Nothing cheap about it. In fact, let's skip right to the end of my notes here.
Right.
About $2.75 for a couple with...
$2.75? That's awesome.
No.
Oh.
Not $2.
Move the decimal point a couple places to the right.
Yeah, with a glass of wine and a glass of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
For special occasions only. But very highly recommended. We got they have a 4-course or a 5-course prefix meal, which means you get multiple courses, but what did we decide we would call it? European portions.
Yeah, European style portions.
Almost tasting, well, bigger than tasting portions, but we managed to get through 4 courses without being overly full.
We were very satisfied.
We were really satisfied beyond belief. Mm-hmm. I mean, a sensory satisfaction that's hard to even describe. And yet not full. I mean, not like, you know, like stuffed like Americans like to get when we have pizza or hot dogs.
In fact, we're going to talk about a place where you can have that effect later on.
Yeah, we got plenty of those places. What we loved about L'Enomad is that we got to try all sorts of wonderful, with the prefix meal, we got to try all sorts of wonderful food that we wouldn't have otherwise tried.
True.
And while the food was very fancy and everything was very expensive, the hospitality was great. It was super elegant, super professional, but not cold.
Right.
The
way highly attentive service.
Yes. And just nice and laid back. I mean, we don't dine out at places like this all that often, so it can be a little bit stressful, but this was really fun. So if you're in Chicago, or if you're visiting Chicago and you want something super special, we highly recommend this. When we were there, I had the rack of lamb.
Oh, yes.
Which I would never normally order. And you had roasted venison,
I did. Yes, and it was wonderful.
So we had...
with parsnip mousse and bacon. Oh, I can still taste bacon. It.
I don't even know what that means. The other thing I have that I remember was memorable was mm-hmm. the duck consomme. Mm-hmm. I've never had duck anything before. They brought out, it was just this broth with mushrooms in it. And I was like, they're probably like four ducks reduced into this broth.
It really was. It was wonderful.
I don't know. It was very French. And if you've seen Ratatouille, I don't know. kind of makes you think of that. Oh, and you noted here, they did have excellent coffee. There's nothing like a really good cup of coffee at the end of a meal like
this. That's true. They did.
I'm not going to go through everything we ordered, but that's a fun show to listen to because we just had so much to talk about.
Yes.
So again, for those very special occasions, Le Nomad at 222 East Ontario in Chicago.
Right. The one thing I also want to mention, too, is that in the episode, if you go back and listen to the episode, I talk about like a little bonus plate of sweets we got at the very end, which had uh-huh. fudge and pastry on it. And I also mentioned some sort of little gummy thing that was on there as well.
Yeah.
I've since learned that that's Turkish Delight. Because a coworker of mine who's from Turkey, whenever she goes over there, she brings Turkish Delight back, and that's what it was. It was Turkish Delight.
Yeah, that makes sense now. I didn't remember that thing from Nomad.
And if you have ever had real Turkish Delight, oh my heavens.
If you've ever had real duck consomme.
Okay. Touché. Moving on, let's talk about one of my other favorite summertime places. Let's talk about Hackney's on Harms.
Let's.
Hackney's is a restaurant. It's a group of restaurants. It's owned by a family, the Hackney family. Here in the Chicago suburbs, they have several locations. Hackney's on Harms is a restaurant that they run, which is pretty much in a neighborhood. It's actually in my parents' neighborhood. It's a great place because when you go there, especially in the summertime, you eat on a patio. And it's like eating in someone's backyard. Only people come and bring you things like iced tea and hamburgers and stuff like that.
It's a big backyard. In our backyard, you're kind of on your own.
Pretty much.
We don't have waiters.
You got to go inside if you want to survey. So, hey, can I have another beer? Here's the thing about Hackney's on Harms. No, you're fine. Here's the thing about Hackney's on Harms. I'm going to say two things. Number one, Hackney Burger. The Hackney Burger is a half-pound hamburger with, if you have it the traditional way, it's a half-pound hamburger cooked to your liking with Swiss cheese, and it's served on dark rye.
Mm.
Oh, incredible. The other thing I'm going to say is onion loaf. You may have had the awesome blossom and the bloomin' onion and whatever it is at all these other places. Those are nothing compared to the fried onion loaf that you get at Hackney's. Guaranteed.
And it is a loaf.
Well, usually get a half loaf is good enough for two people because that's pretty huge.
I can't even imagine a whole loaf.
They take onions, they put them in a squarish form thing, and then they deep fry the whole thing. And it comes out, and you get this lovely little mini square tower of fried onions. And you just peel it apart while you're eating your hamburger and drinking your iced tea and everything else. And it's incredible. Wouldn't you agree?
It is incredible.
And they are, like I said, it's much better. You will never eat another awesome blossom again once you have this.
That's
because you'll
really
be like,
true.
I'm not going to waste the calories on that.
That's really true. It makes the other ones look like bad imitations.
Well, it looks like,
so check out Hackney's on
yes,
Harms.
There's a randomness to the onion loaf.
Oh, that's true. And yet, we won't go into that.
No, please don't.
Hackney's on Harms is located at 1241 Harms Road in Glenview, and it's about $30 a couple. Back to you.
Okay.
You stay classy.
I'm going to stay downtown.
Okay.
For just a minute with Cortino.
Cool.
Where wine is cheaper than water is their motto. Is that true? Is the wine cheaper than water there?
No. Water's free.
Depends on where you get your
wine. Well, if you get San Pellegrino and then certain grades of water or certain grades of wine, you could potentially do that.
Cortino is a great place to try wine and try food. It's all, well, I don't know if it's all, but they have a lot of small, it's kind of like an Italian style tapas restaurant,
mm-hmm.
where you get little plates, like, again, tasting, well, very different tasting size plates from L'Enomad, but little plates of appetizers that you could share with, you could eat by yourself or share with a person or two. They have pizza, olives, dried meats and salami, bread and olive oil for dipping, the whole nine yards of that. But their wine list is what's really cool, because they sell wine by the whole bottle, like a liter bottle, the mezzo, the half bottle, or half liter, and a cortino, which is a quarter liter, which is about two modest glasses.
Right.
So you could try four different wines. You could get each of you could get a cortino, and then you get, I guess ordering a cortino is about like ordering a big glass. Except that you could order a cortino, everybody could have a couple sips of it. And if you like it, then you could order more, or, you know. It's a really fun way to try smaller portions of wine and smaller portions of food, which I think is really fun. Well, I think when we reviewed it, we talked about it being a great first date place.
Yes.
Because it's a really interactive sharing. I think the sharing's getting to be very in.
Mm-hmm. The tapas places are becoming very popular.
Because who wants to go to a restaurant, this coming from me who just ordered, or who just reviewed L'Enomad 2 minutes ago, but who wants to go to a place and commit to one $50 entree when you could order five $10
entrees? Well, it all depends on what you're in the mood for. If you're in the mood to be very interactive with your dining partner, then Cortino or a tapas place would be the place to go. Because then you can say, oh, try some of this. Try some of this dried salami.
Here.
How about some manchego?
Let me give you a bite. And they have a special salumeria tasting, which is an assortment of meats and cheeses for $25. So anyway, all in all, you can get out of there for $35 for a couple. I think you could spend a lot more than that.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely
could. I think
you
could spend a lot more than that.
Yeah, but $35 would be a good start.
Yes, 35 is a good start. 35 mm-hmm. is a good meal. So that's Cortino at 626 North State Street in Chicago.
Okay, I'm going to stay in the city for a minute and talk about the Greek islands.
Oh, yes.
Anytime I've met anyone of Greek heritage who lives in Chicago and you ask them what their favorite Greek restaurant is, they always say, to a person, the Greek islands.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The Greek islands is one of the classic Greek town spots. The Greek islands is a great place where you can get all of the classic stuff. You can get the saganaki, which is the flaming cheese, one of my favorite things.
You have the
egg lemon soup, which is on a winter day you can go in there and just get saganaki and egg lemon soup and you're done. So good. Souvlaki, which is shish kebab basically. Dolmades, moussaka, gyros, all that stuff, all the classic stuff. The restaurant itself is actually pretty big, and it's in several different rooms. You can sit in one room where the kitchen actually is located, mm-hmm. and you can see them preparing the food, and they have like a little balcony area where you can walk up. You know what I'm talking about right there?
Yeah.
Up
there?
Yeah, and you can
like
sort
an
of
operating room?
You can sort of oversee. Well, not exactly. But you can sort
junior
of
junior mint into somebody's cell.
You can look over the rest of the restaurant, look at your fellow diners and say, that guy's having something pretty good. I'm going to try some of that. Several rooms is the point. The service is always great. The last time we were there, the server kept calling you, sweetheart? No. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous or something.
What's it going to be, gorgeous? And I was like, I'll have the, I think he was talking to me. It's a great place. My parents love it. Everyone who's ever been there loves it. And just if you're in Chicago and you're in the mood for something ethnic, and you had mentioned this before.
Yeah.
If you're not really into ethnic food.
If you're one of those people to whom Italian food is exotic.
Yeah. This would be a very good next step from,
yes.
let's say, from Italian, because it does get a little bit more exotic. The seasonings are a little bit different from Italian, but they're all kind of in the same Mediterranean garlic olive oil vein. But the food is just wonderful.
You're not going to get any big surprises like you might with Indian food or something
right.
like that. So, yeah, it's it's on the safe end of ethnic.
Right. So you'll spend about $35 a couple, and that's actually a little bit on the high side, because you could, you'll be, if you spend $35 a couple, you'll be very full when you leave.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. My other favorite thing, and the kids' favorite thing about there, is when you order little Coke soft drinks, they come in little glass bottles. Oh yeah. Yes. So it's a good thing.
You should do a Coke podcast.
Oh, there you go. The Greek Islands is located at 200 South Halsted Street, which is the corner of Halsted and Adams in Chicago. And now Lisa has her next choice.
I walk right by there on the way to school.
Oh, is that how you walk? When you walk, mm-hmm. you walk up Halsted?
Uh-huh. I don't walk right by there, but I walk like a block from there.
Oh, sure.
I should stop in sometime. Have some breakfast.
Have some... I was going to say have some Roditas or some Domestica.
Yeah,
for
that's
breakfast.
What I need. Okay, what next?
What's all it right, wannabe?
There's no good segue to this. My next place is Buffalo Joe's.
You don't need a segue for
you
Buffalo Joe's.
You don't need a segue. I would get in the car right now and go to Buffalo Joe's. We just finished dinner. I don't care. I would eat Buffalo Joe's anytime, day or night.
You and me both, Pally.
What is Buffalo Joe's, you ask? It is one thing: wings.
Oh.
Now they have a whole menu. I don't know what's on
wonderful
it.
Hamburgers.
Don't I have to? I have now. To admit, I had never eaten a wing before, and Joe insisted upon taking me to Buffalo Joe's one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Okay, I'll be a good sport. I will go with you 40 minutes to this wing place, even though I don't like wings. I'll get a hamburger." He said, "Okay, I'll let you try one of my wings.
Just try it.
Just try one."
It was like a crack dealer.
Yeah, you were. I finished Joe's wings. No, I didn't. I let him eat his. I finished my hamburger, but I have never ordered a hamburger there since. They have amazing wings, and I don't like wings.
Now, if you have wings at, we're not being mean, but if you have wings at Bennigan's, Friday's, Hooters,
Every place has
BW3, they do not compare to Buffalo Joe's. They just don't.
Seriously, even if you think you don't like wings, these are completely different. These are classic Buffalo style. They're deep fried, but I think they're not breaded.
They are not.
There's no breading. They're just deep fried and then tossed in sauce that, as far as I can tell, is just butter and hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Tabasco-y kind of hot sauce. And they
correct.
Have three different levels of spiciness. No sweet onion teriyaki flavors or...
Oh, heavens no.
Smoky garlic or anything. Just hot, hotter, and hottest. They also have really good fries. Well, now, okay, if you're eating wings that are just drenched in hot sauce and butter, you really do need something else. Something at least to, like, soak up some of the grease from your fingers.
Right.
And that's where the fries come in handy.
Waffle-cut fries.
Waffle-cut fries called buffalo chips. Haha. And celery sticks. Which are good for occasionally.
And a little side of ranch dressing.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, it helps to cool it off.
Occasionally I eat a celery stick to cool off.
Right.
And then I jump right back in. They have huge drinks, and you'll want to order the biggest size possible, which is called the Gut Buster. They serve RC.
Actually, there's one bigger than the Gut Buster
there
now.
Is?
Yeah. The Gut Buster is what you usually get, which is like a 32 ounce, but they even have one even bigger.
Oh, I can see why.
What about the decor there?
What decor?
Yeah, exactly. They've had the same pictures on the wall since the late 80s.
Actually, they just put in a big screen TV,
and
that's kind of cool. Although, they have kind of a small dining area, and I'm not crazy about the idea of people lingering there longer than necessary.
It is right on the Northwestern, it borders right up to the Northwestern University campus, so a lot of college kids go there, and people do have a tendency to linger there, especially certain times of the evening. Dude.
Can you imagine getting really drunk and then going there? That would be awesome. It's too far for us to go for that kind of thing. But
well, we have a designated driver now, though, who can't drink, so we could go totally
What's she
going
to do, just like wait in the car?
No, she'd want wings.
Anyway, that's Buffalo Joe's at 812 Clark Street in Evanston. We usually get out of there for about $20 for the two of us.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to mention the Texan barbecue. We're now going from the shores of Lake Michigan in Evanston out to the shores of the Fox River in Algonquin, it is right on the shores of the Fox River, and it's probably 40 miles northwest of Evanston. Actually, it's probably about 40 miles pretty much straight west of Evanston. Algonquin, Illinois, which is a little town along the Fox River, and there's a place there called the Texan Barbecue.
When the settlers arrived in 1990.
I was there, Sonny Jim. The Texan is the closest thing to a real barbecue restaurant that I think we have around Chicago. They have a barbecue pit somewhere in the back of the restaurant that you smell for miles as you're when you drive up. And they're constantly cooking, day or night. There's always something in there. I think the beef brisket goes in there for just hours, and the chicken for hours. The stuff is for hours. The point is that when you order this stuff, it arrives on your plate. The meat, the brisket is what I usually get, the brisket dinner. And the stuff just falls apart when you're eating it. Oh, so good. They have great chicken. They have awesome curly fries. They have corn fritters. And as we mentioned on our previous show, they have giant funnel cakes.
Ugh.
But
for when you need your funnel cake fix.
I don't know how you could eat a funnel cake after eating all that.
Yeah.
But they have several different levels of spiciness of the sauces as well. They have, I think, three or four sauces out there that you can have. And it's just wonderful. And from a decor standpoint, it really is like being in someone's barn or someone's basement. You know, typical, you had a good description of it. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Like cabin decor?
Yeah, sort of cabin decor. Horseshoes
Not
and a
like
horse
Wisconsin
tack nailed to the
cabin,
wall.
But like,
like a blanket, like a Mexican blanket draped over the back of the booth. High wood booths. And somewhere on the wall is Chris Elliott's autograph. Because if you saw the movie Groundhog Day, which was filmed in Woodstock, Illinois, which is not very far from Algonquin, Illinois, they stopped at the Texan while they were filming Groundhog Day, and Chris Elliott wrote "Get a Life" on the wall and signed it. Because if you remember, that was where those were the days when he was doing his Fox sitcom "Get a Life."
I remember.
So there you have that. But it's a wonderful place.
What surprised me about Texan barbecue is it's not saucy barbecue. Anytime I've had barbecue, it's been like
swimming in sauce.
Yeah, well, like the sauce is part of it, but here you get meat that's seasoned, but then you put sauce on it separately.
There is another barbecue place that we like over near us, which is very good, but that's more of the lines of what you just said, because they mix it all up.
Oh, yeah, like that place.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I think of.
This is
so
more
I actually
like,
liked this better.
Yeah, this is just the meat, and then you get to control what goes on it. And it's just well-cooked barbecued meat. So it has the smokiness and the tenderness, but it doesn't have the sauce all over it. It's a wonderful place. And it is located at 101 North Main Street in Algonquin. We got out of there for about $30 a couple.
Okay. Well, as long as we're talking about meat and talking about Texas.
Oh, boy. I know what's coming.
Texas Day Brazil. I didn't think I was going to like this place at all. What did we go there? Oh, it was kind of like spur of the moment that we went there one day.
Mm-hmm. I got out early from work for my birthday.
That's right. It was your birthday. Right. But we went there for lunch, and it was a weekday, a Friday or something. We actually got a pretty good deal the first time we went there. The lunch menu is, it's an all-you-can-eat situation, so lunch is a lot cheaper than dinner.
It's a churrascaria.
And that said, there's nothing cheap about it. It's a churrascaria, Brazilian-style steakhouse. It's all-you-can-eat meat and salad bar, so it's about $45 a person for dinner or $25 a person for lunch.
Right.
Kids are cheaper, and once you go, or even if you don't go, go to the website, get on the mailing list.
Yes.
Because you'll get fabulous, like, buy one, get one frees and half offs and stuff like that. Don't pay full price.
We just got one the other day. There's like a midsummer coupon where it's half off, or is it a buy one, get one free? Something like that.
Like all
just,
summer, it's half off or something.
Right.
They just have crazy specials. So you would be nuts to just walk in there and pay whatever they tell you the price.
Walk in there with a coupon.
Yeah, get a coupon. You start out with a fabulous salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
And salad in the original Greek sense. I don't even know what that means. It includes a couple different soups.
Rice and beans,
the traditional Brazilian side dish.
Right.
Cheeses, meats, olives. We were there one time and they had sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Pickle trays.
Back to the cheese for a second. They have a huge wheel of Parmigiano Reggiano that you just chip off a hunk and go, all right, I'm taking this. You got a huge chunk of Parmesan cheese.
Yeah. You could go. They should do a salad bar special.
Yeah.
Do they?
Some places do. I don't know if Texas to Brazil does, though.
because you could eat for a week off mm-hmm. that. And then the main event. Waiters walking around with swords of meat. Well, they're not really swords. They're long skewers. They're
pretty much swords. Well, yeah, they look like swords.
And then they whip out huge knives and slice off a piece for you. Mm-hmm. They have...
top sirloin, bottom sirloin, beef tenderloin, pork loin.
Yeah, they had...
lamb chops.
Filet mignon medallions. Filet mignon wrapped in bacon.
Rebecca's favorite, also known as...
steak and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And did you say pork loin?
Yeah.
Chicken. They had little chicken parmesan uh-huh. nuggets that one time.
Sausage.
Not nuggets, but you know what I mean.
No,
like
I know.
Small pieces. Yes. Oh, the sausage is wonderful.
Right. And the thing is the first time, it was kind of funny because we went there. For, well, first Lisa and I went there for lunch for my birthday. And then about a month later, we took Emma there for her birthday because she's uh-huh. always wanted to go because this place is right. The one that we went to is in Schaumburg. It's at the Woodfield Mall. And they have these huge torches outside the place, blazing when you drive up. And Emma's always like, let's go to Texas to Brazil.
I don't think she even knew what it was.
I don't think she knew what it was either. And so then we went there for her birthday. And she, at first, the kids were kind of shy. And they're like, well, okay, can I have some of that? And they come, and they weren't so sure they were going to like you said, they weren't so sure they yeah. were going to like it. And by the end, you know, our waiter comes up. Usually the way it works is you get one waiter who sort of takes care of you. He makes sure you have right. your drinks and your napkins, and if you need a fork, he takes your plates away and stuff like that, make sure. And if you need anything at all, another drink, another caipirinha, or another guarana, he'll bring it to you.
Right.
And by the end of the meal, he was coming up, and he's like, okay. And if there's something else that you want, and the gauchos, the guys with the swords, don't come around, he'll send one over for you.
He'll right, he'll it. Go find the one you want.
So he came over at one point towards the end of the meal and said, is there anything else you need? And Rebecca, without even looking up, just goes, steak and bacon. And a couple minutes later, the guy with the steak and bacon showed up.
Well, at first it's a little weird because, yeah, these you have a little disc that you turn to green when you want meat and to red when you
yes,
have enough
the little
meat.
Medallion.
And at first it's kind of weird because you turn it to green and some guy walks up to you with some meat that you're not all that interested in and asks you if you want some. And you don't want to say no, but yet you're not sure if you really want it. You were really kind of hoping for something else.
Yeah.
So after a while, either you say, no, but if you see the sausage guy, send him over. Or...
the sausage king of Chicago?
You get really relaxed and you just say, oh, yeah, why not? Because they only give you a couple bites. So it's another one of these things where you get two bites of eight different kinds of meat, if that's what you want. Or you can get a big pile of one kind, if that's what you want. So it's really fun. And I think... it's an all-you-can-eat meat place, and yet I think portion control is easier
mm-hmm.
because they just give you a few bites at a time, and you eat that, and you enjoy it, and maybe as you're eating that, some other people come over, and you get more, but you get just enough to taste it and enjoy it, not like a big slab of meat. So I think the kids were intimidated, thinking they were just going to like slap down big platters of meat.
like on the Flintstones,
with the big
on the car, it makes the car flip over.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, not so much.
But it's much more elegant than that. Really fun. Another good like date place or family place.
And absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful decor.
Okay, so that's Texas Day Brazil here at the Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg and also all over the place.
You name it. Go to their website. Get the coupons, so check that out. I'm going to end here with a double header, and I know you're going to say it's unfair, but I can talk about these two real fast because we have to mention them.
Okay.
And then I'll turn it back to you. One is Peggy Kinane's, which we reviewed on our last show. And Peggy's, listen to our last show. It's a wonderful place. You can't beat it. In fact, this weekend, the weekend of the show, they are sponsoring the Irish Fest, which is located at the Arlington Heights Historical Society. So if you're listening to this show on the day it's released, check that out because the Irish Fest is going on probably as you're listening to it, if you're listening to it on the day it was released. And it's just a great place. I won't go too much further into it, but we love Peggy's. We just talked about it. The other place I want to mention is the place that we did our very first cheap date about. And that is TNT Snack Shop. It's worth mentioning again because it's been a few years, but TNT's is it used to be called CNA Snack Shop. It was family owned for many, many years, and then the family who owned it sold out and a new family bought it, and it's just as good. They changed the menu a little bit. They added some other items, and it's just great. Best, even though it comes out of the can, best corned beef hash. They have wonderful pancakes. They have wonderful waffles, wonderful coffee, great service, very friendly, truly a good diner kind of place.
Yeah.
And if there's a place that guy on Food Network should review, he should review this place, because this is just a great little spot.
Guy.
Exactly. So, $15 a couple at TNT. Check it out. 1706 West Campbell Street. It's at the corner of Campbell and Wilkie, just across the street from the Walgreens. And next to the Marathon Station.
And if you
station.
Like, for old time's sake, go back and listen to that one, because that was our first cheap date.
It was our first cheap date review on our very first podcast.
Oh, when we weren't even the Cheap Date Show yet.
That's right. But go back and listen. Episode number one.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So those
are... I feel like I'm talking about Batman number one or something.
Those are my favorite things. Lisa?
Okay. I will just pick one to wrap up with. This is neither cheap nor a restaurant.
But it would be a great date.
But it would be an awesome date. It's the Chicago Brewpub Shootout.
Yes.
Sponsored by the Chicago Beer Society, of which we are card-carrying members.
Indeed.
Because of the Brewpub Shootout. Every year in like January or February, the whole Beer Society gets together at the Irish American Heritage Center and invites, about 15 local restaurant brew
pubs.
Yeah,
between 15 and 20.
And they bring a food dish, a beer, and a food and beer pairing.
Mm-hmm.
So usually they end up bringing anywhere from 2 to half a dozen beers and anywhere from 2 to half a dozen, I guess, dishes. And then they have one that's their signature pairing, a food
right.
and beer match. So you can go with their match or you can make up your own matches or whatever. It's an awesome... the food is amazing. It's all... This is really tasting size mm-hmm. portions where... Usually it's just 3 or 4 bites. But the beer samples are generous. They give you a real glass at the door.
That you get to take home.
That you get to keep. It's like a 10-ounce glass, and you can get it filled up. You can get it half full if you want to try something, or if you really like something and you want a whole glass of it, you can get a whole glass of it. They're not skimpy. It's not an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's a tasting in the true sense, in that people aren't hoggy or grabby.
Right.
But, yet they're also not skimpy. The people there are great. Not only the restaurateurs, but the Beer Society members and or friends.
Right. Usually
it's
wind up sitting at a table
crowd.
Usually the tables are set up, big round tables for, 10 or 12. So you usually wind, unless you go there with a big group, you wind up sitting with people you don't know.
Right.
But everybody is so friendly. And the food... You'll have like little tenderloins. You'll have desserts of creme brulees are paired with like a chocolate.
Or some molten chocolate lava, God knows what, paired with a stout. It's just, we've had venison things there. Seafood,
all kinds of wonderfulness.
Like scallops and shrimp dishes. Mm. All kinds of wonderful stuff. Mostly what I would call American food.
Yes.
If I just thinking back on it real quick. Although occasionally they'll do a little wasabi,
yes,
ahi tuna kind
they will.
Of craziness.
Cabbage sort of thing.
But there is no limit to, literally anything can be paired with beer.
It's true.
If you have the right attitude about it.
It's the new water, really.
So there's no limit to the range of food there. So that's a lot of fun. It's about $35 a person, but it's like a week's worth of food and beer. And it's... So fun. It's once a year. You just have to do it.
Right. And if they want to check out Chicago Beer Society's website.
Yes. Shybeer.org.
And
not
they have...
shy like, don't look at me. But CHIbeer.org.
And they have events all throughout the year. In fact, they have a beer and cheese pairing
they have...
coming up, which we're going to be signing up for.
They have tons of events, and we always mean to go to all of them, but it's the Brewpub Shootout that we just do not miss.
Right.
The end. You're looking at me expectantly.
Hey, So those are our favorite things. And we hope you enjoyed taking the little tour with us for that.
That was fun. It was a trip down memory lane.
It was. And we also wanted to explain that the reason that we're doing this is because we want to let you folks know that this is going to be the last episode in this series of Cheap Date Shows. So we wanted to take the time at this point to share some thoughts on our favorite places.
Right.
When we started doing the show back in 2005, we didn't expect to be doing it now.
Oh my gosh. And
it's been a lot of fun. The listeners have been great. We've gone to a lot of places. A lot of places have been suggested to us by our listeners. And it's been a really good time. So we're going to be ending the show. We may be back at some point in the future with something new and exciting. So keep us in your podcatcher, and all the shows are going to remain up in the feed, so you'll still be able to listen to more of this fun and hilarity as we as we go back. And also, we want to thank all of you, the listeners, for making this effort worthwhile. There never would have been a Cheap Date Show if it weren't for you guys out there downloading this and giving us all your feedback and telling us what you like and what you would really like to hear on the show and places you like us to visit and just all of your feedback. It's been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to thank our fellow podcasters who supported us immensely as we were starting out. And there are too many to mention, but a lot of great people out there and very nice, warm podcasting community who's out there.
It is a very warm podcasting community.
So thanks again for listening. You will still be able to get a hold of us at the usual place,
which I still can't remember. Luckily, it's written down here. It's cheapdateshow @gmail.com. I would also like to encourage you, if you're on Facebook, to find us on Facebook. Maybe email us and we'll give you... because we tried to put cheapdateshow @gmail.com in our profiles. We can't both have the same email address.
Right.
So email us and we'll tell you how to find us on Facebook.
Exactly. So that's
addicted
great.
Addicted to Facebook.
You are so Web 2.0. That's so awesome.
Oh, jeez.
So thanks again for listening, and we really appreciate your guys just being out there. Wouldn't you say?
I would say. And we'll be back again someday.
Okay. You sound like Frosty the Snowman.
I know. I didn't mean to do that. We'll be back again with something new.
So stick around.
All right.
We will talk to you folks soon.
Bye.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.
Speaking of dates...
Hey, let's go on a cheap date.
Joe, wait. Before you even order, I need to tell you something. I'm not going to sleep with you until you've changed my oil. Because that tells me that you're willing to give to the relationship.
Okay. What kind of oil do you use?
I don't know. It's on the sticker.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Wait. I'm 2,500 miles from needing an oil change, Joe.
Okay. I'll be back. Okay. Well, then stay tuned for that, folks, because we'll have a big announcement coming up in about 2,500 miles.